CBS Radio, the name you respect and trust.
This is Talk 650.
Talk 650.
Powered by CBS Radio.
The following is sponsored by SippingHealthyCoffee.biz.
Hi, everyone. This is Marla Maples, and I want to tell you how much fun I had chatting with Raven, the talk show maven, on Careers from the Kitchen Table. And I've got to say, Raven is pretty amazing at what she does. I love your heart. I love your spirit. And I love the information you're getting out to people. You can tell that Raven really cares, and she's really listening, and she's feeling, and she's sharing some great, great information. Tune in and hear me on Careers from the Kitchen Table, and listen to Raven every week.
Welcome to the Careers from the Kitchen Table Home Business Opportunity Radio Show. Having trouble finding that perfect job? Well, that dream job may be closer than you think. For the next hour, learn about the many possibilities that are out there for you when you have the creative heart and mind. And now, here is your host, Raven Blair Davis.
Uh-oh, it's that time again. Happy Saturday to each and every one of you. A little Michael to get us going. Hey, Mark.
Hey.
Woo, coffee man.
In the house.
Oh, yeah. This is Raven, a.k.a. the Talk Show Maven. Let's give Michael some respect. Crank it up. Sound like Michael Jackson to me, coffee man.
That's who that is?
Yeah. ColecoVision, mixing engineer, and that is Behind the Mask. Thank you, Mark. Woohoo! Welcome, everyone, to Careers from the Kitchen Table, the show that teaches you how to cook without the cooking, giving you some good old home recipes for success.
All right.
Brought to you by who?
SippingHealthyCoffee.biz.
Uh-huh. And the coffee is simple.
It's easy.
And it is definitely coffee-licious. Show you right. Check it out. Check out the business side by going to SippingHealthyCoffee.biz and order you some coffee and be healthy, because if you're going to indulge in coffee, why not do it, you know, the right way, because nothing tastes as good as good health, as Les Brown says. Hey, if you're looking to get going in the business, call 800-431-0842 and say, I want to speak to Raven and Ronnie about that sizzling hot business. You know, the one that is coffee-licious.
Uh-huh.
Show you right.
Health and health in the cup.
Uh-huh. Health in the cup. Check it out. SippingHealthyCoffee.biz. For all of you first-timers, this is Careers from the Kitchen Table. We're known as America's hottest home business show, and you can catch us every Saturday from 2 to 3. Central, and you can catch us live right here at Talk 650 AM, powered by CBS here in Houston, or listen via the internet. And I understand now from our listener last week, Juan, that they can listen to us from iTunes Live. How cool is that?
Oh, that's awesome.
Hey. Yeah, and you know, we announced last week that we got the Top 100 Podcast Award from Anita Campbell. So thank you to Anita Campbell and her team. Thank you. Women Power had gotten it 2 years, 2007 and 2009. And this is the first year for Career, so we're really excited. And we're moving on up. Yeah.
But not the last.
No, absolutely not. Hey, if you're looking to go from that hectic highway to the smooth sailing hallway, then you're at the right place at the right time, because Careers from the Kitchen Table shows you how to get there faster rather than slower when you're building your business. And if you're working a job and you hate it, like I used to hate it, Ronnie, you start hyperventilating when you get close to the building.
Job just over broke.
Yeah, cursing everybody out all the way there. You've been there before, Mark? I know you have.
Of course.
Well, this
still
is
still there.
Yeah. Well, we always tell them that if they don't have a plan B, they need a
Plan C.
And D and E and F, they better recognize, huh, Ronnie?
That's right.
For sure. So we got some really great guests today. 3 guests, and Kiva's back by popular demand. So we're excited
Kiva.
About her. Yeah. And, our first guest for any of you Annie Kirschman fans like me, she'll be coming up soon after our quote. And then, of course, we have a very special guest, Jim Case. Now, Jim Case is special to me because he's a Christian career and life coach, and I'm excited about having him, because have always wanted to have someone that focuses on that. And I know you are going to appreciate this. I was going to save that for you for a treat for you. I know you.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. We're going to talk to him near the end. Also, Marla Maples is coming. And I know I've been saying that for a month, but we're actually going to air about 10 minutes of her full hour interview coming in April. So look forward to that. And then a few weeks after, Cookie Johnson with the Cookie Johnson jeans. That's Magic Johnson's wife. She'll be here too. And you never know.
Got you covered.
Going to be on our show, right?
That's right. You
That's
never
right.
know.
And
stay
for,
tuned.
For exclusive interviews, they can go where?
To,
Careers from
Careers
the Kitchen,
from the kitchen Table.
He's still in training.
careersfromthekitchentable.com.
Yeah, his lady Yvette is here, so he's worried about her leg. I hope you feel better, Yvette. Hey. Okay, we're going to get going, and I'm going to start with the quote because we got a lot of informative information. So if you don't have a pen, go get it. And if you're sitting, stand up, and if you stand and sit down, because we're going to get this show going. And let me start off with the quote. Today's quote is by Lisa Robo, and it says, "Within you is the strength to meet life's challenges." And I want you to really understand that that is so true. You are stronger, my friend, than you think. Remember to stand tall all the time, no matter what's going on around you, because every challenge in your life helps you to grow. You know what I mean, Ronnie?
Oh, yes.
It really does. And every problem you encounter strengthens your mind and your soul, and it's part of your journey, so get ready for it. Every trouble you overcome increases your understanding of life. When all your troubles weigh heavily on your shoulders, remember that beneath the burden, you can stand tall. You are never given more than you can handle, and you are stronger than you think. So just embrace life, enjoy it. Start today saying, "I'm going to get more life out of living, more living out of life." Just know that from now on, your life and your business will rock. And if you have any problem on that, hey, just tune into here because we will rock.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We will rock.
Won't we, Mark?
Yeah. Ho! Show you right. What we gonna do? What we gonna do, Ronnie?
Hey,
gonna
rock
what we gonna
the
do,
house.
Mark? What we gonna do when they tune in? Hey!
Buddy, you're a boy. Oh, make a yeah. big noise. Playing in the street. Ooh. Gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face.
Hey!
You big disgrace.
Uh-huh.
Kicking your can all over.
What we gonna do, guys?
Singing, we will win.
Yeah!
We'll
what,
rock you.
Huh?
We will win.
What, buddy?
Rock you.
Yeah. We're going to rock you. All right, y'all. And we get ready to rock you now. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate you. Appreciate you so, so much. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, without further ado, let me bring on our first guest that's here to rock you today. And her name again is Annie Kirschman. And I hope I didn't slaughter that, Annie. Love ya. Anyway, Annie is a recovering executive. In 2005, she stepped down. Oh, yeah. She stepped down. Completely down from her position as president, CEO in a company she had been with for 16 years to start her own business. And the world of business is not where her interest started. A right-brainer by natural preference, there is nothing she enjoys more than being creative and expressing that through the arts, generating, exploring big ideas, working creatively with others, playing and having fun. That is what she's about. And you know what we're going to be talking to Ann about today is right brain, left brain. And she'll tell you all about that. So let's bring on this amazing business coach and entrepreneur. Hey, she got the Marketplace Entrepreneur Award of the Year. And I think that was in 2005, if I'm not mistaken. U.S. Senator Conrad actually gave her that award. How cool is that? Okay, well, let's bring her on. This is our featured guest, Mark. Hey, what do we say? Hey, welcome to the show, Annie.
All right.
You rock, girl.
Thank you.
You are
wow,
so welcome.
That's awesome.
We like to make you feel special up in here. Up in here, we rock you.
Yeah, well, I've been dancing in my seat over here.
Okay,
thank
girls,
you.
Let's just get right into it. What is the right brain, left brain thing? Tell
yeah,
us about it.
Well, let me ask you this, Raven. By natural preference, would you say that you tend to be more intuitive, holistic, full of ideas, and creative, or do you tend to be more sequential, logical, analytical, and structured?
The latter is definitely not me.
Yeah.
I ain't got none of them bones in my body.
So what would you guess your preference is, right brain or left brain?
Right brain.
Yeah, absolutely right on. Yep. And when you hear those terms, mm-hmm. right brain and left brain, what kinds of images come to your mind? What kinds of things do you think about? Because your listeners probably think about those things, too.
What kind of things do I think about when I'm thinking creatively?
Yeah.
Oh, girl, you don't even want to go there. All kinds of things. We have to talk about that offline.
All right.
Watch out.
I'm sipping on this coffee. No telling what comes through my mind. You better take it from here.
All right. Well,
trust
maybe
me.
We'll hear a little bit more.
You heard Coffee Man said, trust him. You better take it from here.
Well, often when people think about right brain, mm-hmm. In the seminars that I teach, at some point somebody will call out, oh, scattered.
Oh, okay.
And at some point when we're talking about left brain, somebody might call out, oh, really anal. So
this is how
the right brain and the left brain tend to think of each other.
Okay, I've had moments, lots of moments where I felt like, you know, the scanners or something was going on over there, you know, too much. I get idealitis or something. Mm-hmm.
It's one of the challenges for people with a right brain preference. On the other hand, people with a left brain preference, what could you imagine their challenges?
They're stuck in a rut. They won't do nothing. They won't get off their butt. They're trying to figure it out.
Yeah. Creativity is the challenge for the other side of the brain. So this has a lot of implications and ramifications for business.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, is there a science behind all this or what?
Well, there is neuroscience, and there are some awesome things coming out of this field. In fact, did you know that scientists have now discovered the actual cells of memory?
No.
Yeah. Wild, huh?
I mean, very wild.
The brain is amazing. And there's just, I mean, we could talk all day about the rich information that's coming out of this from a scientific perspective. And at the Creativity Matrix, when we talk about this, we're mm-hmm. pointing more towards a cultural understanding of those terms, right brain and left brain. So when I say that, as you just demonstrated, you've got a general idea what I mean.
Okay. You explained to us earlier about what the big challenge is for the right brainers and left brainers. Do you ever get it balanced or can you really shake it? That would be my question. I mean, you know, because you've been a right brainer or left brainer most of your life.
Yeah, well, even though we have natural preferences, it doesn't mean we don't have access to the other one. And part of what the work is that we're doing is about bringing those together. We're bridging what we refer to as that brain gap by helping people to apply right brain and left brain at the right time in the creative process and in the right order. So even though you have a more right brain preference, mm-hmm. You can learn some skills and tools to help you structure.
Okay,
which is more of a left brain activity.
Yeah, and that's what we want to do. We want to get to that structure. So if you had to name two more real quickly before we go into commercial, we just got a half a second on this. Let's say name one more big challenge of a right brainer, that's one, and one more of a left brainer as we go to commercial. Just one of each.
Well, the big challenge for right brainers, structure and making things real. And the big challenge for left brainers, tapping creativity and being able to innovate.
Okay, so that's why I stay in dream world, dreamland a lot. Okay.
You have much more fun there, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Party. Okay, we'll be back right after this commercial break with Annie Kirschman. Am I saying that right, Annie?
You are. You're doing great.
Good. I practiced only 50 times. You're tuning in to Careers from the Kitchen Table, the show that teaches you how to cook without the cooking. We're going to be back right after this commercial break. Take me away, Mark. Let go of my hat, Coffee Man, and give me my coffee. Sipping healthy coffee, not beer. Show your eyes.
Show your eyes.
Show your eyes.
Did you know that in 1 week the average executive spends 65% of their time out of the office, 35% of their time with customers, gets 240 phone calls, 143 voicemails, and 288 emails? Without a prospective cadence, the odds of identifying new opportunities to build pipelines are extremely low. A new free report shows you a powerful way to overcome these obstacles. Get your free report via email by contacting info@usabusinessradio.com. Put free report in the subject line. That's info@usabusinessradio.com. Info@usabusinessradio.com.
I'm Ryan Wheelis with Allied Wealth Management. Mom always said, kids don't come with instructions. And you know what? Neither does money. Mom also says raising the second kid is always easier than the first. But you only get one retirement. And one or two mistakes along the way can send you back to work or have you retire much later than planned. A strong relationship with your financial advisor can add peace of mind to your retirement plans. Call me, Ryan Wheelis, 281-444-7555. Again, that's 281-444-7555. Because money doesn't come with instructions.
Some people live with a chronic illness, disability, or a stress-related health issue that complicates their life. If this is you, listen up. The Stanford University Medical Center knows the benefits of life coaching for people living with chronic illness. My Optimal Health Club offers support, inspiration, and accountability for building acceptance, making healthier choices, and taking the steps that will lead you to achieving your own personal level of optimal health. Sign up today for a 30-day, no-obligation, free trial membership at MyOptimalHealthClub.org and join the virtual community. MyOptimalHealthClub.org.
Hello, this is Brian Tracy, and I just wanted to say I've had a wonderful time with Raven Blair Davis, the talk show maven on Careers from the Kitchen Table. She does a wonderful interview that brings out the very best in you and that presents your product or service in such a way that everybody wants to rush to the phone or the internet to buy it. So if you're thinking of being on her show, run, don't walk, sign up today. It'll be a wonderful experience for you.
Welcome back. And now, here's more great home-based business ideas with Raven Blair Davis.
You're tuned in to Careers from the Kitchen Table, America's hottest home business show with Michael Jackson's number one fan. That would be me, Raven, a.k.a. Talk Show Maven, and
the Coffee Man.
The Coffee Man, Lonnie Oles, yeah. And Mark, our awesome engineer. You better be sipping on some healthy coffee. I see you with that cup.
That's exactly what I'm doing. I'm trying my hardest not to, you know, spill it all over my board here. I don't need to electrocute myself, but this is great coffee.
Yeah, it's what? What is it, Mark? Uh-huh, what's worth?
Oh, it's coffee-licious, baby.
Uh-huh, and if you want to get some, you better go to sippinghealthycoffee.biz or give me and Ronnie a call at 800-431-0842. We did lose our friend Leon Mishker. We asked for prayers last week, and so our hearts goes out to his family and our prayers and thoughts. And, you know, in honor of him, since he is in the book, I'm going to go ahead and give anybody that calls today the book, ebook for free,
the
so
e-book.
They can read Leon's story, because I always say, you know, we leave a legacy and he left his. So call me at 800-431-0842. Say, I would like to have a book, have
for
a copy of the ebook in honor of Leon. And we'll get you one.
Okay? For free.
For free. It's the ebook version, 800-431-0842, and I'll let you know later what chapter you can find him on. Okay, back to Annie Kirschman. Now, Annie, now that I know I'm a right brainer, show enough. You there with us, Annie?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I thought you left, girl. I thought you, we gave you some coffee and you just went on.
Well, it sounds delicious.
Absolutely, girl. Okay, so, you know, what you're talking about, when I think of corporate, and, you know, I did never made it to the president or CEO of a corporate company, but was manager and stuff, and this seems like something that they would really eat up. So this got to be a big deal for CEOs and other leaders. Can you talk about that perspective? Many of them, they tune into our show. We just got it like that.
Yeah. Well, it is a big deal. It's a really big deal for CEOs and other leaders, and particularly in companies that tend to be more established.
Mm-hmm.
Companies have been around for a while, really good at structuring, really good at getting the job done, and tend to be more left brain oriented, if I can categorize them in that way, simply because they've gotten really good at what they do. However, the challenge then becomes innovation and creativity and keeping that business fresh, because the very thing that brought them to the cutting edge to begin with can get lost when the focus of the business starts to be more on structure and systems, which is appropriate for businesses. So it's really important to have both. And in a recent article in Fast Company, they named what they feel the most important leadership quality for CEOs is. Can you guess what that might be?
Mm. No, you know, I'm allergic to corporate folks. What about
Well, I think you'd like it.
Oh, really? Like what about you, Ronnie? Take a quick guess.
Well, I just truly believe if you're a good CEO, you're just a great leader because great leaders build other leaders.
So is that it?
It's very close. Inspiration is one of the top. And creativity, a number one important quality for leadership quality for CEOs.
Hey, why didn't they make me a CEO when I was working in the work world, a real? That's pretty cool. Okay,
yeah.
So I'm on the right track. I like
you
that.
You are, yes.
I show enough like that, for sure. Absolutely. Wow, this is some really good stuff, and it's very interesting. That's what I like about it, because you are truly bringing a whole different perspective on this, you know, and it's pretty cool, huh, Ronnie? Knowing about the right brain, left brain.
I'm getting writer's cramps.
See, that could have saved my last marriage had I known a little bit more about the left brain. You should go into a... Hey, we need to talk offline. I bet there's a market out there for this stuff for couples. Hey, stop with the right brain. I won't take it no more. Hey, you got your left brain working too much, honey. We're going to have to kick it to the curb for today. Okay. Can you give us an example on how your clients use these insights?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's play another little game with this.
Okay.
A little guessing game. So I'm going to briefly describe a client, and then you tell me what you think his natural preference is.
Okay, hurry up. Focus, Raven. Right. Focus. Okay.
So I was at a networking event, and a businessman stopped by our table, and so we started to talk about what we do at the Creativity Matrix. And as I was explaining the work, his eyes got really wide and a little bit misty, and he finally blurted out. He said, "You mean I'm normal?"
Oh, he is a creative person.
Yep.
Yeah. When you, the teary eyes, it was the clue. We're extremely sensitive.
Exactly. And you can probably relate to this. I mean, it turns out that his entire life, whenever he expressed his natural way of being, he received the message from other people that he was scattered, that he lacked focus, or that he was flaky, you know, those kinds of things.
Yeah.
So in his own words, and here's what he said. He said, "I typically lose track of time because I'm so engaged in what I'm doing. I miss appointments. My wife is very frustrated by my lack of structure, and it's really hard for me to maintain a job.
Sound like me.
Yeah. Wow. Yep. That would be a lot of our listeners right here. So see, y'all can't blame it on me. You're a right brainer.
So what did we do in the coaching process?
Yeah, well, what did you do? You took his brain and you evened it out.
We helped him develop some more left brain skills, but in a right brain way.
Okay.
Yeah. So
that's
we
cool.
worked on finding structural tools that he could use that were easy, that were fun, didn't require him to think very much about them. And then he could start taking those fabulous ideas that he had, extremely creative person, and actually making them real in the world, which is where right brain and left brain come together. When you can take ideas and create the structure that's absolutely necessary to make them real.
Oh, that's
so that's the big takeaway here is that right brain and left brain, they really need each other. Yeah.
Right. Let me ask you the big question that many of the listeners are probably thinking right now, because we only got a couple more minutes.
Okay.
And that is, how does all this right brain, left brain stuff, Annie, I mean, seriously, Inquiring Minds wants to know, how does this relate to all of us entrepreneurs?
Yeah, well, what do you tend to be?
Well, we already talked about me, so most of us tend to be very right-brained, but there's a lot of us that are left-brained, so you're just basically saying we got to find that balance to move our business, huh?
Exactly right. Entrepreneurs do tend to be right-brainers. It's what keeps them on the cutting edge.
Mm-hmm.
So for entrepreneurs, generally speaking, the big challenge tends to be creating those structures that help them make a good idea reality. And I'm going to tell you, Raven, I know you have some of that, or you wouldn't have this radio show.
I probably got a dose of other people, for sure. They gave me a little bit too much of everything. But that's okay. It evens out real late at night when I'm sleeping.
fine time for right brainers.
Fine time for sure. Hey, this has been really fun. But listen, before we go, there's a couple things I want to ask you. And first of all, we'd love to have you come back. You know that. So you and I are connected.
Awesome. I'd love
and
it.
Yes, you know, I will become one of your prize coaching students, girl, because I got some serious right brainer stuff. And it does need a little even out. If anybody listening to my show, now y'all know when I get crazy, you can say, her right brain is kicked in again.
You're normal.
And she's normal now. Hey, but listen, describe your ideal client to us real quickly. And, you know, maybe the three top services you can provide them and how they can get in contact with you.
All right. So creativitymatrix.com is the contact point, or 701-763-6406. Probably no surprise, I tend to work with a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of right brain oriented people, helping them learn how to create structures that make those great ideas reality in the world. And I also work a lot with executives and CEOs who are looking for that spark, how to tap and engage their creative essence, which is there. And so what we do is a lot of really fun things to tap that and bring that to the forefront so they can move their businesses forward.
Let's get one of your right brainers recipes for success that we like to give for the listeners before we say bye to you, baby.
Yeah.
Recipes for success for anybody in any business.
For anybody in any business.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, use both your right brain and your left brain at the right time in the process and in the right way. And that's something we can help you learn how to do.
I love it. I love it. You go, girl. You are awesome. Thank you so much for being on the show. We appreciate you. You promise to come back.
I do. This is really fun. Thanks.
And again, we want to give them the website on how they can connect with you. Annie Cushman.
CreativityMatrix.com.
CreativityMatrix, MATRIX.com. Check her out. Thank you, Annie.
Thank you.
It's been fun.
Talk soon.
Woohoo! All right. That's pretty good.
Oh,
bye
that's
bye.
Awesome.
Right brain, left brain, left brain, right brain, Which one are you? Okay, we are moving fast. I hope you have your skates on. You tuned in to Careers from the Kitchen Table. For more exclusive interviews like this, you can go to careersfromthekitchentable.com. Right? Mm-hmm. Grab you some sippinghealthycoffee.biz. Hey, it's time for us to bring on our Back by Popular Demand guest. And, Ronnie, we had such a good time with her.
I'm excited.
Her name is Kiva Larthridge-Mack. She is a teacher, life coach, and consultant who uses wellness, intuition, and spirituality to assist individuals in improving their lives. So without further ado, let's bring her on. Kiva, we're glad you're here, girl.
Hey, Raven.
Thank you for coming back on the show. And
absolutely,
she still comes back with the same laugh. Hey, Mark, why don't we have something special for her? No more coffee for Mark. Absolutely. Hey, the last time you were on this show, Kiva, we talked about self-confidence, self-awareness, laughter, as you can see, and intuition. And you said these things help to birth dreams into reality. Tell us more about that.
Oh, right. Now, the last time I was on, I did talk about intuition, and I said that intuition was like a map.
Mm-hmm.
Well, today I'm going to make that a little more modern.
Okay.
And say that intuition is more like a GPS device.
Ooh, okay.
See? Because intuition gives you turn-by-turn directions in order to reach your goals. So if intuition is like a GPS, then I have to say that passion has to be like the gas that fuels a car. Because without gas, your car won't go anywhere. And just like without gas, your car won't go anywhere. Without passion, your dreams won't go anywhere.
Ooh, that's big. And that is so, so true.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you gotta have that passion for sure. Now, many people find it hard to discover their passion. I mean, keeping it real, they do. So why do you believe this is the cause?
Well, I think the reason why it's hard for people to find their passion is because they don't know what passion is, just to be quite honest. And anytime you don't know what something is, in the old days, we used to go to the dictionary. So what I'm going to do is give you a dictionary definition of passion.
Okay.
Passion is defined as any powerful or compelling emotion or feeling. So based on that definition, we can say any powerful or compelling emotion is a passion. So knowing what passion is makes it a whole lot easier to find.
I like that. And you know what? You like me. When all else fails, if you don't know, go to the dictionary.
That's right.
Webster will straighten you out. They will definitely straighten you out. Okay.
That's right.
Now, because many people, Kiva, find it difficult to discover their passion, can you give us some tips that we can use to find our own passion in life beyond Webster?
Oh, absolutely. Actually, what I'm going to do is give you an activity. So
okay.
It's not going to be hard.
Okay.
You also had asked your listeners earlier to get some pen and paper. So I'm asking them to use that pen and paper.
All right.
So what they need to do is get out a piece of paper and a pen and think about all the things they love to do, things that they really are driven to do, and nothing. I mean, nothing is off limits at this point other than illegal stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, those kinds of things.
Okay, they got about 30 seconds to do this, so go ahead real quick.
Okay, so you write down the things that you love to do, and you write out the sentence. I love to do this because it makes me feel. Those feelings are your passion. So if you write, like I wrote, I love to go on cruises because cruising makes me feel peaceful, powerful, and happy. So peaceful, powerful, and happy are my passions. Pretty simple, huh?
Very simple. I love it. That's the formula.
That's it.
You got the formula, so use it. Yeah, there you go. Hey, that's pretty cool. Okay, now that we discovered the passion, how do we create opportunities to express that passion more often?
If you don't believe that you're expressing your passion as often as you would like, what you would need to do is explore activities that will allow you to express that passion. For instance, if peacefulness is one of your passions, what you want to do is explore activities that will allow you to be peaceful, like going fishing, taking long walks, doing yoga or Tai Chi. These activities will give you an opportunity to be more peaceful, which will allow you to express your passion more often.
I love it. And we want to express
that
passion more often, don't we? In fact, I like to express my passion for having you back on again and again and again to keep us on track on that, baby. So stay close, okay?
Oh, yeah.
All right, now, before we go to commercial break, real quickly, how can people find out more about you so they can get their passion? They already know they're right brain and left brain. They got that figured out thanks to Annie. So now we need to move them to you. So give us the website as you take us to commercial.
Sure. Go to KevaLife.com. It's KevaLife. FE.com, or they can call me at 972-999-0127.
Thank you, Kiva. We love you.
Love you too.
And we'll be talking to you soon.
Sounds good, girl.
I just love her. Bye.
All
right, you're tuning in to Careers from the Kitchen Table. We got our skates on. Don't go nowhere. If you are a Christian in business, and I know, you know, you are out there, and you want to find out how you can keep that balance, come back and listen to Jim Case. Yeah, he's coming up next. Christian Counselor Jim Case. We'll be back right after this commercial break. Slow down, okay? Put the right brain over here. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, coffee. Sipping up coffee.
Tim Connolly's Winning Strategies now broadcasts Fridays at noon on CBS Radio's Talk 650 and on the CRN Digital Talk Radio Network, airing on over 200 affiliates throughout the USA. Tim Connolly's Winning Strategies brings you the names in the news, the titans of business and politics who move the financial markets. Listen Fridays at noon nationwide on the CRN Digital Talk Radio Network and in Houston on CBS Radio's Talk 650.
Are you interested in real estate? Well, if you're looking for solid answers and a fresh perspective on real estate investing, including multifamily housing, tune in weekdays at 4 p.m. for the Real Estate Roundtable with Mindy Price and Gary Blumberg here on Talk 650. Also visit wifiapartments.com for your real estate fix on the web. So pull up a chair, listen in, and interact. We're setting the table. The Real Estate Roundtable, every weekday at 4, right here on Talk 650, powered by CBS Radio.
These days, it's so much easier reaching a destination when you have
help getting there. Well, this navigation system helps you navigate where you want to go for business and in life. GPS for Life and GPS for Business will help you to find what you want and where you want to be and how to achieve it in business and life. To learn more about this life-changing program, call Susan Bach at 714-847-1566 or email her at susan@susanbach.com. Bach spelled B-O-C-K. Again, that's 714-847-1566 or susan@susanbach.com. Give yourself the gift of the future that you create with the help from GPS for Life and GPS for Business.
We asked David Castro Jr. of Orion Drilling why his company has workers' comp coverage from Texas Mutual Insurance Company.
It's a relationship that's founded on when we need them, they're there. Sometimes we're calling Texas Mutual just to check in to make sure, hey, is there anything else we can be improving on?
And has Texas Mutual been responsive?
They've given us some advice. They're one phone call away. We'll ask the questions and the response is usually in the same conversation. They've been very responsive to our employees as well. I would say the top three reasons why we choose Texas Mutual is one, they're knowledgeable. Second, they're responsive. And three, they're trustworthy.
So Texas Mutual gives your company peace of mind.
Our goal is to not have injuries, but when they do, Texas Mutual is certainly there to support our services to get the worker back to work, to provide any kind of resources he might need around compensation, rehabilitation, questions around his insurance, things of that nature. We can do business with other insurance companies. Our choice is Texas Mutual.
For professional, responsive service, ask your agent about workers' comp solutions from Texas Mutual Insurance Company.
Welcome back. And now, here's more great home-based business ideas with Raven Blair Davis.
You better put them hands together.
Put them together.
And act like you know a thing.
Woo! All right. Hey, hey.
Now that's my
all time. Right. A little church on. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Jim K. standing by. Uh-huh.
Watch right out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
Make you want to do what?
Shout.
Oh, yeah. Hey, hey. Yeah, Christians in business, pay attention. All right, welcome back to Careers from the Kitchen Table, the show that teaches you how to cook without the cooking. And yes, we are back with our last segment, and we're very excited about this because this is actually the first time I had anyone to come on and focus primarily on helping us get our balance and feel that it's okay to be a Christian in business and remember what makes the difference. And so, Ronnie, I knew you were going to appreciate this segment. As many of our listeners that have written in and asked me about this, you know, well, you know, we like to present all types of businesses.
Oh, yes.
All types of ideas. I have a friend named Renee. She does covers for Bibles, you know, and she has a Christian business. So, you know, we want to bring it out here to the listeners that have emailed me about this. So now we're getting ready to introduce Jim Case, who is a Christian counselor, and we're so glad to have him on the show. He's his compelling vision that draws Jim's life forward is for all people to bring God's pleasure by discovering their divine design and living out their divinely appointed calling. In his works as a faith-oriented life coach, Jim targets those to partner with whose desire is for God primarily and not for what he can help make their lives become. You know, he's all about, hey, you know, being there to support you. He has a master's degree in counseling and theology. And I'm just going to let him come on and share his story. We're going to ask him a few questions. And I'm going to bring Jim back on a couple times because I really like him a lot. We've gotten to know each other. So this is our featured guest. What do we say, Mark? All righty. Absolutely. Absolutely. Jim, welcome to the show.
Raven, that's quite an intro indeed. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And wow, you and I have gotten to know each other and, you know, really like what you're all about, because there's a lot of people out there that struggle with that balance. But before we get into our questions, share a little bit of your story with us, Jim, as to why you're so passionate about being a Christian counselor, what led you in this direction. Inquiring Minds wants to know, why do you focus on Christian career counseling and coaching? Where you come from? How'd you get there?
I grew up wanting to be a minister. People all around me told me that I should, and so I went that direction and got my degrees and went out and got my first position, but I lost that in about a year and a half, and then I was thrust out into the marketplace, and it was very scary for me, Raven, because I tell you, because I was always told also that I didn't have a business bone in my body.
Mm, really?
Well, it wasn't long before I did obtain a position with Wright Management, which was the and is the foremost HR consulting firm in the world, and that enabled me to take some roles around career transition and executive coaching and so forth. And I work with many mid-career professionals that were in transition who, once their, you know, their positions, their titles, their perks, their salaries were removed, they simply had no idea who they really were, and they were scared to death. Well, after working with them for, you know, over 10 years, their cluelessness prompted me to ask that question really all along the way. Well, do I really know who I am? And so it set me kind of on a search for my identity and how I wanted it to play out in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I could help others do the same. And ultimately that led to my beginning Compass Christian Coaching, and that's where the word compass really originated from, you know, direction, guidance.
I love that. I love that there's meaning behind that name instead of just coming up with a business name. And I know that that helps in being successful for sure. Okay, before we jump into the deep questions that I would love to ask you, let me start out by asking you this, because our listeners really learn from the different challenges that we all face. Were there challenges that you faced in the beginning process of you setting up your Christian counseling business? And if so, name one of them and how you got past that challenge.
Well, I along the way, and maybe this is true, I'm sure, for most of us, but I made a number of wrong, stupid choices that flowed out of a fear of trying to be somebody,
mm-hmm.
or to measure up to the standards of those around me and to be a success. So I needed to learn along the way that through some hard lessons that my identity and what I wanted to offer the world could not come from anything external to myself. And I guess that is the main challenge I'd like to mention at this moment. It had to come from within myself. I had to define myself internally and not externally. So as soon as I began to believe that the one who made me had done so with a particular design in mind, and it was a good one because he loved me, well, then I found the courage to seek it out and the natural energy and enthusiasm that comes when you're being who you're meant to be.
Oh, I love that. I love that. That is so true. Okay, let's talk about what you do as a Christian counselor, just to, you know, define exactly what it is you do, what services you provide. And then if you can take that from that, once you answer that, just kind of maybe describe your ideal client.
Okay. Well, again, that word compass describes a lot, because primarily I offer joint consultation with quite a sidekick, and that's God himself. And I'm not just jesting when I say that, because I really believe that God wants each of us to know who he made us to be and do,
mm-hmm.
more than we do ourselves. So I help others primarily to learn to discern his voice and his guidance and walk with him towards that end. Then I help them take time to learn who they are through what I call their story. Every one of us has a story.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
You know, and our story defines what we care about and we're made to do that flows out of our experiences of the past. Elizabeth O'Connor once said that, you know, we ask to know the will of God without guessing, that his will is written into our very beings. And we perceive that will when we discern who we are. So knowing your story, going back, I usually ask people to try to take the 10,000-foot perspective and ask them, you know, I wonder, as I take a survey of their past experiences, I wonder what God had in mind when he allowed that. I wonder, in terms of future perspective,
mm-hmm.
who you are and what you want to do, how that might contribute. I really believe, Raven, that our greatest passions flow out of the experiences of the past, maybe even especially the painful ones.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? The painful ones, as well as the ones that's not so painful, is all part of our journey and part of our story, right?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And we don't have time to go into this now, but as you know, when you and I talked, I told you how God played a huge part in my story. And many of you listeners that know my story, you've heard it before. I'm not going to waste the time today to go with that. That's when I really learned the statement, or I guess really resonate with the statement, it's not your plan, it's God's plan. And I know you and I have talked about that. So can you kind of elaborate on that phrase that we've all heard so often?
Yes. you know, if we're really going to call ourselves faith-oriented people, mm-hmm. we can't be operating independently.
Mm-hmm.
We need to understand who God is and what he has in mind. And what God is he's all about other people. He's a very humble, selfless God who gave himself sacrificially for the needs of others. So whatever our plan is, both individually in our career or business and whatever area of life, if it's just about us, then it's clearly not about him.
Oh, that was profound. Say that one more time.
If our plan is just about us in any phase of our life, then it's clearly not about him, because God's all about doing what's best for other people.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me ask you this, because I usually can feel my audience pretty good, and I feel like someone's saying, that sounds good, Jim, and I understand what you're saying, but how do you know if you're living God's purpose or your own? I mean, how do you define that?
Well, again, that purpose is going to flow from who you are as an individual. And I think that, you know, I'm going to come back to that continually because it's a crucial point.
Mm-hmm.
Most people, I believe, look around and try to define themselves outside of themselves, whether it's an economic need. You know, this business fits a niche right now. My parents or the people around me are telling me this is the direction I should go because there's a lot of opportunities there.
Right. Well, the money's big or whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We get that kind of external pressure mm-hmm. all the time to do certain things and head in certain directions. But God, I believe, wrote into our being the very essence of not only what we can do, but what we want to do and what we have most to offer to others. We have to start with who we are, a discovery of that identity.
Okay, so this is something that you can help many of the listeners that are struggling with that do. So let's stop here right now and give them your website, how they can get in contact with you, and then maybe in just maybe less than a minute, kind of talk to them, you know, talk directly to them as to how you can help them.
Absolutely. The website is www.compasschristiancoaching, with two S's, Compass Christian Coaching. And if you would want to consult with me, and my whole way of dealing with people when I meet with them is to really discern over a period of time that this is something that God wants us to connect together and work in tandem. So I give plenty of opportunity to be able to discern that on your part. But how we do that is that we would understand what your goals are. We would take some time to really explore what your story and what your past is so that we can make a clear identification of that identity and then see how it can apply, flow most naturally out of your passions and enthusiasms in a career direction, in an entrepreneurial direction, or again, in the integration of any number of areas in an individual's life.
And again, that website is compasschristiancoaching.com. Do you have a phone number, Jim?
Yes, it's 920-882-7872.
I would love to have you come back for another segment because I just feel like there's so much more to be said here. Are you in agreement with that? And we can work it out around your schedule.
Love to.
Good deal. Well, listen, thank you so much, Jim. Make sure we connect over the weekend so we can come back and finish this. Inviting God into your business is what Jim is all about, and we want to find out more on how we can do this the right way. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Raven.
All right, this has been another edition of Careers from the Kitchen Table. Now, before we go, I want to mention real quickly that I am getting email response to wanting the free Careers from the Kitchen Table home business directory, over 8 hours of audio, Jack Canfield, Les Brown. You know, we said it over again. You can go to 2010homebiz.com to see what the book is all about. But call the 800 number that I'm going to give you right now so that you can get a book. But say you want it in memory of Leon. That's how you get it free, 800-431-0842. When you get the book, the ebook version, look for chapter 216. That is his story. Our hearts goes and prayers goes to his family. Ludolf is his name. L. Mischer, page 216. We call Leon. And again, condolences to the family. And shout out, Ronnie.
Well, I just want to send my condolences to Elizabeth Taylor's family because I was a big fan of hers.
All righty. And Khalid Glover, congratulations. You made bestseller. Hey, hey, hey. He's the engineer on Behind the Mask with Michael Jackson and several other things. John and Jamie Nicholson, happy anniversary tomorrow. And also want to say hi to Renee Gray, my new friend. They're coming to get me here. The guy's sweeping me off the stage. And remember, if you want to be rocked every week, we are the ones to rock you. Careers from the Kitchen Table. Check us out at careersfromthekitchentable.com. SippingHealthyCoffee.biz. Get your coffee on. Call the 800 number, 800-431-0842, and say, I want that ebook. Yeah.
In memory of
Leon. All right. Take me away, Mark. See you next week. Woohoo!
Someday you got blood on your face. A big disgrace. Waving your banner all over the place.
Yeah.
We will rock you. Buddy, you're an old man, poor man, pleading with your eyes. Gonna make you zombie. Someday you got mud on your face. Big disgrace. Somebody better put your bag into your place.
Be sure to log on to careersfromthekitchentable.com, the official website of your favorite weekly radio show with your host, Raven Blair Davis. And you'll be able to subscribe to weekly giveaways. So remember, if you're an inspiring entrepreneur, make careersfromthekitchentable.com saved in your favorites on your personal computer. And keep listening to the show that will leave you living on Easy Street. That's careersfromthekitchentableradio.com.
CBS Radio, the name you respect and trust.
This is Talk 650.
Talk 650.
Powered by CBS Radio.
Did you know that you are the only one who can take control of your life and your circumstances? If you're ready to take control of your future by starting your own home-based business, then Raven Blair Davis's Careers from the Kitchen Table 2010 Home Business Directory was written for you. This book will give you hope and proof that yes, you absolutely can, 1, start your own home-based business, 2, gain complete control over your income, and 3, stop depending on a job that might not always be there. Go to www.2010homebizdirectory.com and order your copy today. That's 2010 Home B-I-Z Directory.com.
Hi, this is Raven Blair Davis, Raven, a.k.a. the talk show maven with Careers from the Kitchen Table, the show that teaches you how to cook without the cooking. If you're tired of struggling, you're ready to make some money, and you want to start doing it today, then make sure you join us each and every Saturday from 2 to 3 because we're going to show you how to cook without the cooking. And yes, you can make some money starting today. Remember, Careers from the Kitchen Table on Saturdays from 2 to 3 right here on Talk 650 powered by CBS. See you there.